Always great to have a chat to Patrick Payne. The boys on the Breakfast Club have said they're going to induct Patrick Payne into the Hall of Fame because he tips him so many winners and is so honest. Let's hope he can do the same on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Patrick. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Michael.
It's an exciting weekend for the stable. You've got your good jumper ZM going around and a couple of nice flat horses as well. Let's start with ZM. How has he come through the Warrnambool Bull campaign?
He seems excellent. He's in great order. I will just say, like, Jummy Myers sent him over really fit, decided to try and snatch some of the early jumps races, and we did that. And he did a really good job in the Briley. So whether the others will start catching up from now on, we'll wait and see. But from a trainer's point of view, he seems an excellent order.
You did mention that prior to his win in the Briley. So it's been a concern for a while, but he obviously just keeps on showing how tough he is, because that was such a tough win.
Yeah, it was a tough look. I thought he's beaten halfway up the straight, and to his credit, he fought on, and he actually really sort of he started to get away from the other one on the line. So, and since then, he seems to have trained on really well. So maybe he has just come back tougher and a better horse this preparation.
He's got a phenomenal record over the jumps. He's had 10 starts for 7 wins. Was he always, and I know you've got him over from New Zealand, but has he always shown you that he's just such a natural superior jumper to others that you've got going around?
He's very forward. Like he's very clean at a jump. He gets to the other side really quickly, and he races like hard up on the speed. And you know those horses that do that, those dashing jumpers. Like the others make mistakes trying to catch him. And I'm not sure he's a superior horse. Like horses like Sea King and Cat Cover, they would be better horses than him. I would have thought. But his racing style just holds him in such good stead.
Okay, how do you see the steeplechase, the Australian steeplechase on Saturday? You're taking on now and Zen again, who I think meets you about a kilo and a half better. How do you see the field?
I think it's pretty, you know, the field must be respected. Like now and then, he's probably the horse that's getting fit now, starting to reach his peakness now, I would have thought. But in saying that, like our horse in great order, he's fitting well. So, you know, he'll be a benchmark for him, but you would be sort of starting to expect that now and then might be able to turn the corner a little bit and or turn the tables a bit. But from my point of view, my horse in great order.
So having said that with the slight question in the back of your mind, are you looking past the Australian steeplechase with him?
If he races well and pulls up well, we wouldn't mind going down to the Thackeray because he's so good around the Warrnambool steeple track. So we'll see how he goes today. If he shows no signs that he's had enough, we'll head down towards the Thackeray.
No hurdle runner. No. What happened there? Nothing in the Australian hurdle?
No, nothing really good enough, really. Angelology, he ran in the Gullywood, and he's just sort of showing sort of signs that he might be having enough, or maybe he's looking for a steeple there, with a slower tempo. So he might avoid he's avoiding this weekend. We might concentrate on maybe the Adelaide Grand National steeple with him.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what do you? I know you're an avid watcher of all the jumps races. What are you making of this year's edition? We've got Renew, who's going to go around in the Australian hurdle. What's the level, do you think, of the jumpers going around this season?
Oh, I think pretty good. Like where he's got an army of horses going to these hurdle races, and he's not frightened to jump the better horses in the hurdle races, which is good. But you know, as long as it gives every horse a chance. But you know, I think the level's pretty good, and as long as we keep giving support, that it should be good.
Well, you might be able to get a double at Sandown on Saturday because Widgie Turf's going to go around one of the favourites in race number 8. It was a nice, tough, honest run last start. You were on the quick backup. Is there much improvement to come out of that?
Yeah, I think so. He ran really well first up, but he didn't have much luck. It was a dumb idea on my part to back him up a week later on. I just thought because he actually had an easy run and he seemed to have pulled up well, and I thought he'd come back a bit stronger and he had a good foundation, that he would be able to back up. But looking back now, like it was stupid, really. He's he's a little bit delicate, and I thought he didn't quite run up to his best. He ran fifth, but he should be. I would have thought he's a little bit better horse than that. So anyway, so he's refueled since that race, and you know, I would like to think he's a little bit better going into this run than last run.
Has he shown you that he's bouncing around on the training track a bit better than what he was prior to that last run?
He's sort of a bit of a nonplussed sort of a horse. He sort of doesn't give us much action anyway. But he showed all signs that he was pretty good going into the race. Like he's eating well and all the vital signs are good. His blood was all good and all that stuff. But overall, he's just quite a plain work. So I can't say that he seems any better going into this run than the last run. But just looking back now, like you know, I'm sure he's better with a little bit more time between runs than backing up so quickly.
All right. So he's got a bit of a freshen up now and a weight turnaround on Zam Zam. So would you expect that he'd be able to turn the tables?
I'm not sure if he can turn the tables. It's a pretty solid, strong horse, but I would like to think that he could run at least a length better than what he did the other day.
Okay. Will you be heading to Adelaide with Chamois Road?
We'll see. Probably not. He's sort of an on pace, and there looks like a fair bit of pressure inside him. He's the sort of horse we just got to try and pick the right races with him. So I'm pretty sure he won't go.
Okay. Well, you've got, is Eckhart going over to Adelaide?
He only worked plainly this morning, really? Too, so I'll just reassess that, and I reckon I probably won't bother to send him either.
Gee, because that looked a nice race for Eckhart. He looks like a promising type on that last win.
Yeah, I like the horse. I've got a lot of time for him, but, you know, even if it looks a weak race, if they're not going as well as what they can go, well, you know where they end up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so out of your runners on the weekend then, you're extremely honest. Which one are you most confident can get the cash?
I hate people sitting on the fence, but I am going to sit on the fence. Like ZM's a dashing horse, but, you know, he might be more of a place chance. And I think Widgie Turf can run a lot better, but he might not be as good as ZM, so he's more of a Q chance.
Okay, all right. And what about Sir Lopez you've got going around to Cranbourne on Friday night?
He won't run. He's gone to the hurdle school today at Terang, and his probably next run will be over the hurdles.
All right. Have you got a nice little hurdler we can look for in the future?
No, a horse called Johnny Dowry, but he's still a fair way away, but you know, I'd be sort of saving a bit of powder for him.
All right. Patrick, good luck over the weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Paddy